Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about a new friend I'm going to introduce you to, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Plunkett is here. Jack is, as I look at him, as his body of work that I now see in front of me, I'm disappointed in myself that I haven't already introduced him to you, but we're going to fix that today. He's written or edited several dozen books, which have probably sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He is an entrepreneur himself. He is the author of a book that I think you're going to like a lot. I know you're going to like a lot. You're going to want it, called The Next Boom, What You Absolutely Positively Have to Know About the World Between Now and 2025. Jack Plunkett, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm really glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, Jack. Congratulations on your work, all of your almanacs. You've written a number of those. Folks, you should Google Jack Plunkett and just see what he's been doing. And, of course, we'll get him to give us a website in a minute. Jack, the title of your book is The Next Boom. Now, as we stand here in 2011 with 17 million people unemployed or underemployed, structural unemployment almost seemingly unsolvable, at least right now, more foreclosures in 2011 than 2010. Main Street is still suffering. Wall Street is going crazy. We got sovereign debt issues all over the globe. It's kind of hard to see the boom right now. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, but I think it's time we let some of the smoke clear and focus on the many very positive things that are about to come to the front in 2011. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, Jim. I was watching the global economy melt down in 2008 and early 2009, and I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of positive news out there that people need to be focusing on for what's going to happen once this recession is over, which it is now. And how do we move forward? What's the good news? So that's what The Next Boom is all about.
Well, one of the things about it is, as my audience has heard me remind them several times, the recession is coming up on a two-year – the end of the recession, the technical end of the recession, is coming up on a two-year anniversary, two-year birthday coming up this summer. So we are in the recovery. And it doesn't feel much like to a lot of people. We do polls on a regular basis here on our website and in our own organization. We report on a number of other national polls, like the NFIB report every month. And on Main Street, it doesn't feel like the folks we hear from, to them, for the majority, it doesn't feel like all that much of a recovery.
Well, it has been a very slow and disappointing recovery so far in the United States. Now, when you get out in the rest of the world, the boom is already rolling down the tracks. So the question is, when and how do we get America onto that boom? And I can assure you the next 24, 36 months, we're going to see things turn around. We're going to see businesses start to hire. We're certainly starting to see the right attitude come out of Washington instead of the wrong attitude. And some of this cloud of uncertainty is being lifted that will encourage people to invest and hire and move forward.
One thing's for sure, Jack, there's a lot of pent-up demand. There's a lot of deferred maintenance, not just real estate maintenance. I'm talking about on many levels. And there's quite a bit of stored assets that are poised to be deployed. Are you saying that we're closer and closer to a tipping point where we go from being, you know, dour about what's going on to being excited?
Absolutely. I think the first level we went through was we were terrified. Now we're going to be consumers in particular, whether they're business consumers buying business equipment or consumers buying for the home. We're going to see people go from being terrified to being a little bit more confident and buying cautiously and looking for value. And then we're going to move into a phase of being excited.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jack, one of the concerns that a lot of people have today, I think more than ever before, is a concern that as hard as we may work, our politicians with the public policy initiatives that they pass into law, that our politicians could actually, you know, hurt the recovery, hurt the expansion. What do you think? Is that something to really be concerned about?
That's something everybody needs to be concerned about, and I think voters pretty well showed their concern a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And to a large extent, the message has been heard, I think. Now, the question is whether some new leadership in Washington and some new ideas can effectively take hold. But, you know, that's in the next boom. I talk about the opportunities we have and some foundations that this next boom will be built upon. But I also pretty much challenge America to realize that it won't happen by magic. It takes leadership. It takes hard work. But if America's up to the challenge, then we can absolutely participate in the next boom and remain the world's strongest economy by far.
In the next segment, we're going to get into some specifics. But for the moment, I want you to tell us why you think small business owners in America, for example, should be looking forward to this next boom.
Well, small business owners in particular have a lot to look forward to. There is, as you put it, a lot of pent-up demand. And we're starting to see that in statistics for everything from increased automobile sales to increased remodeling sales, increased sales in stores. But small business owners need to know how the consumer has changed and what their expectations are and how to serve them better. So it's not going to be, I'm going to buy anything I want to on easy credit and not worry about the debt. That's not the way things are going to be anymore.
Deleveraging is not going to go away anytime soon, is it?
It's not going to go away anytime soon. But the good news is it's happening pretty quickly. A lot of that debt has been either written off or paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And consumers are going to be much more conservative going forward, looking for true and lasting value rather than necessarily high fashion.
And see, that also is true for businesses.
Absolutely.
Businesses are going to be less highly leveraged, because of the what we're going through right now has been hard on startups, Jack, and the companies that survived what we've just gone through, I believe, because they'll have less debt, there'll be fewer competitors on Main Street, I think, than in past recoveries. I think this is going to be a very profitable era coming up for small businesses. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I do talk in the next boom about what I call needs-based innovation, which is what small businesses going through now, what startups have had to do. They have to be more innovative
than ever before
because they don't have a lot of money.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to, will you address that when we come back after these messages? We're going to get Jack Punkett to explain how that works right after these messages. 20 after, his book is called The Next Boom. I recommend you buy two. You're going to want to give one away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.